Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, the Federal Open Market Committee announced it was leaving the federal funds interest rate unchanged. To justify this decision, the Fed lied. In the first paragraph of their announcement, the Fed stated, quote, on a 12-month basis, both overall inflation and inflation for items other than food and energy have continued to run below 2%, unquote. False. On January 12th, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, in their latest report on the annual consumer price index, stated, quote, the all-items index rose 2.1% before seasonal adjustment, unquote. 2.1% is not below 2%. Virtually everyone in government is claiming that the U.S. economy is strong now. That is partially true. But overall, that's another government lie. The Fed governors know that. If the economy were really strong, even as President Trump pretended in this week's State of the Union address, the Fed's policy should have resulted in a federal funds interest rate increase this week. That the rate was unchanged indicates the economy is really weaker than we are being told. Perhaps the best analysis of the U.S. economy came earlier this week from former Congressman and three-time presidential contender Ron Paul. He wrote, quote, the economy may seem to have recovered, but the recovery is not built on a firm foundation. Instead, it rests on Fed-created bubbles in areas such as automobile sales, credit card debt, student loan debt, stocks, and even a new housing bubble. The most dangerous bubble is a government debt bubble, unquote. Last year, the Federal Reserve pretended it was reducing its inflation of the money supply, the ultimate reason why consumer prices are now rising faster than they have in recent years. That was another lie. The reduction in the Fed's holdings of U.S. Treasury debt has been negligible. 2 days ago, the Fed announced that they expect accelerated increases in consumer prices. As this occurs, the Fed will be pressured to reverse course and reduce the federal funds interest rate. You have been warned. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.